This is an open question.
Kof Zayin Teves, Thursday the 3rd of January, Rabbi Yitzchak Mordechai Chizik, by Yitzhak Moshe, why did he have to shout?
Fine, you can go home.
So I hope I don't have to shout. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
He informs me that it's been 18 months since I last spoke. Shkach for having me again. Just two brief hakdomas before I get started. The first one, I'm not sure if it's an apology or just an explanation. The yeshiva today is a bit more yeshivish than I normally give on this forum, which is how it came out. So for some of you, it may rewind the years. The style and the derech, it's not quite the way I normally speak on the Torah, but I think it's enjoyable nonetheless. Today's topic is about tefillah. It's a bit of londas in inyone tefillah. And it's appropriate, this shiur is dedicated to my father, who was nifted just over a year ago, who was an incredible ish tefillah. Some of you may know him. We realized after he was nifted, his posuk, everyone says that at the end of Shemoneh Esra, his name was Herschel. So Herschel, the posuk you say, beginning with the hey, ending with the lamed, is like, Shivo lekol shavi, malki ve lekai ki lecha espalo. That was mamish him. We discovered recently, as we were clearing out the house, going into some parts of the house which we never went to, there was a little area, a little corner where my father would always daven, because his tefillah overspilled the natural tefillah of davening, of a shul. He had to always start beforehand. The Shemoneh Esra took very long, legendary, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, every single Shemoneh Esra, every weekday Shemoneh Esra, longer than most of us take for Ne'ilah. And so he would often daven before shul started. He would start already at home, before nets, and often finish off. And he had a little corner, a little vinkle. None of us ever went there, never disturbed him. It was his little corner. And recently going there and clearing away, we found that the floor, the carpet, has worn away right down to the floorboards. Mamish down to the floorboards where he stood. Mamish for tefillah. I think it's appropriate that this sugyam I discussed today to dedicate L'il Nishmas. So, Sisach Chomim asks, by all the makkas, we find that Moshe davened to Hashem to ask Hashem to remove the makkah. Most of the time it says, Vayetar Moshe, Vayispalel Moshe. The only makkah that it says, Vayitzak Moshe, Moshe cried out, is by Tzvardea. After Tzvardea, to remove the Tzvardea, it says, Vayitzak Moshe, Moshe cried out to Hashem, Al Devar HaTzvardim, over the matter of the Tzvardea, to remove them. Why is it, Dafka, by Tzvardea, that it says, Vayitzak Moshe cried out? So, Sisach Chomim says, that there's a halacha, that when one davens, one should ideally hear what he's saying. Really, this comes from a Gemara Brochus. Gemara Brochus by Krishma brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda, whether one needs to hear what one's saying. Rabbi Yossi holds that if Korov, lo hishmi ala oznov, if you read Shema and you can't hear what you're saying, lo yotza, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Huda, the other Tana, who holds that lechatchila, you should hear what you're saying, but b'dieved you yotza, if you can't hear what you're saying. But lechatchil, ideally, korov lo yishmi ala oznov is not the best way of doing it. So this is a chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven in a way that you could hear what he was saying. Because the tzvadeah were making such a noise, so Moshe had to cry out above the noise of the tzvadeah. Vayitzak Moshe, he says, al devar ha-tzvaradim, doesn't mean over the matter of the tzvadeah, it means over the words, over the cries of the tzvadeah. Moshe doch wanted to be yotzeh tefillah lechatchil. So he had to cry out to make himself heard above the noise of the tzvadeah. That's what Sisach Chomim says. Lemaisa, it's not so posh as halacha, whether one has to shout, when there's background noise going on, whether one needs to shout above the background noise. The Netziv, in Hemek Shalom, he's coming along to answer a tour, he's got a steel, he's trying to answer, and he says as follows. He says that if one is standing in a place where there's a lot of noise going on, building works or tractors or whatever it is outside, and he's davening in a way which, under normal circumstances, he'd be able to hear himself, but now he can't hear himself because of the background noise. Says in Netziv, he does not have to raise his voice. Not like Sisach Chomim. One does not have to raise his voice. It all depends on what you can normally, if you're talking in a way you can normally hear yourself, that's good enough. And he brings a raya from Chana. He says, Chana was davening in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Azorah, And it says, Sfasel noise, her lips were moving, V'koilo lo yishma. He couldn't hear her voice. And that's why Eli thought she was Shikha. It's a famous story in Tanakh. It says in the Tziv, what was going on over there? It says in the Tziv, that Azorah, where she was standing, is a very busy place. Kahane moving around, there's a lot going on over there. It's a very noisy place. She was davening in a way that under normal circumstances, you could hear, she could have heard herself. But because of the noise in the Azorah, she couldn't hear herself. But it was normally loud enough to be able to hear yourself. And therefore says in the Tziv, she was Yotza. Because there's no chiyuv to raise your voice above the normal everyday sounds. As long as you can hear yourself under normal circumstances, that's okay. So we have ourselves a machloikas over here between the Netziv and Sifse Chomim. What does it mean, Korov lo yishmeh la'ozav? Does it mean that you have to actually rise above any background noise, and if the noise background is high, you have to go above that? Or, as long as you can hear yourself under normal circumstances, that's good enough.
We're talking about tefillahs that you have to
daven,
not
tefillahs you have to daven.
Yeah,
tefillahs
have to
daven,
actually.
Esther.
Sure, these are not tefillahs that
have
to daven.
That was tefillah. She was probably Yotzei Chiyuv tefillah. The Gemara, when it talks about these halachos, it talks about Krishma, by Krisa Torah, by Tefillah, Bichsa Mozin, anything which is called Tefillah. It seems to be anything which is a dibble. We'll see now in the Lomdas what this is.
The Rambam holds that the Ikka Chiv Tefillah is Beis Tzora. So Chana was Beis Tzora.
So according to this, Beis Tzora, it's a Chiv Tefillah. Yeah. So here comes the Yeshiva Shabbat. So I want to clear Chakira over here. Clear Chakira in what this whole halacha is, of Korah v'lo yishmeh la'ozav, when one davens and one can't hear himself, which the Mishnah says in Brochas, lechatchila is not ideal, and that's how we paskin like a Yehuda. Yesh la'ayin. If pshat, when one davens, let's talk about normal circumstances. Somebody davens and his lips are moving, but he can't hear himself at all. He can't hear himself, he's davening very, very quietly. If pshat, you've said Amira, you've said your dibru, you've done your speech part of it, but there's another separate halacha that you have to hear it. There's another box you have to tick, which is called Shemiyah, which you haven't ticked that box, so you're not going to lechatchila. That means, I've done my Amir, I've done my Dibra, I've done my Tefillah, but my Tefillah has to be Nishma as well. It's like an extra added din. One way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, this is a bit mashmalah is in the run in Pesachim, that when you daven, if you can't hear yourself, even under normal circumstances, it's not even called a Dibra. It's not called words. What's the difference between Dvorim Shebelev, words in your heart, and words in your mouth, Dvorim Shebepeh? The difference is, Dvorim Shebepeh, you can hear. Dvorim Shebelev, the person's mumbling, he's just saying the words like this, you know, not even whispering, and he can't hear himself. That could be, comes under the category of Dvorim Shebelev. It's not even called a dibul. So it's not pshat, there's a new din called a shemir, a new halacha called, you have to hear it. It's just, you haven't said the words, you haven't said the words, called Dvorim Shebelev. Where did I get this idea from? The Rani Pesachim, interesting run. The run's talking about a case where somebody has realized on Pesach that he's got chometz in his house, but he's not at home, so he can't get rid of the chometz. Says the run, he's been over Bali Roya every second, the minute he realizes that he's got the chometz. So the Gemara says, over there, Yevatl Beliboy. Yevatl in his heart. Telosh the Gemara a few times, Yevatlenu Beliboy. Says the run, hang on, you can't do Bittl Belay. We say Kol Chamir of a Chamir, you have to do Bittl Bepay, you have to say it properly. How can Gemara say Yevatlenu Beliboy? What do you mean, do it in your heart? So the run says, it doesn't mean do it in your heart. It means you can do it with a korov lo yishmiya la'oznov. You can say it in a way you don't have to hear it. Avada and avada, the Ran says you have to say it. But by bittel, you don't need to say it loud enough that you can hear yourself. It's not like tefillah. Not like birch samozan or krishma or krisa torah. Bittel you can do, beliboy doesn't mean in your heart, you have to say the word, but you can say it quietly, you don't have to hear it. That's what beliboy means. It's a bit mashma in the Ran that when somebody says something which you can't hear, it's lacking in the dibur, it's not lacking in the shmir. It's not pshat, I can't hear it. It's not just you can't hear it, the whole dibur is lacking. With these two tzodim, these two ways of learning, perhaps that's the machloikas, Sifse Chachomim and the Netziv. The Sifse Chachomim holds that it's not a din in the dibur. This halacha of you have to hear it is a new halacha of shmir. It's halacha, I have to hear it. So therefore, if there's background noise, I can't hear myself. So practically, I'm not yoitzer unless I actually raise my voice above the background noise. Because it's not enough to do an amira, it's not enough to do speaking. I've got to hear it as well. And therefore, I've got to go above the background noise. The Netziv, on the other hand, he must take on that there's no actual halacha of shmir. I don't need to actually hear the words. The shmir is just a gauge. It's just a way to measure what's called an amira, what's called speaking. What's called an amira? The way to measure whether what you're saying is called an amira is Can it be heard? Is it normally audible? And according to the Mitziv, I don't need to actually practically hear what I'm saying. It's just that if I can hear what I'm saying, it leaves the realms of Devorim Shebelev, and it becomes Devorim Shebepeh, it becomes proper words. Therefore, if there's background noise, I don't have to rise above the background noise. As long as what I'm saying can be heard under normal circumstances, that constitutes a dibbul. I can't hear it, doesn't matter, there's no halacha in Shemiyah. That would seem to be perhaps the yeshivish way to explain the machlokas between the Netziv and the Sifsech Chomin. Again, whether the din shemir, whether this halacha of needing to hear it is an actual requirement, it's an additional criteria, I need to hear it, or the hearing is just a gauge, it's just a measure of what's called speaking. If it's just a measure of what's called speaking, I don't have to actually hear it as long as it can be heard under normal circumstances. That is the way to explain the Netziv and Sifsech Chomin. Now, it's interesting that Avnei Nezer talks in his tshuvas about somebody who read the Megillah, and for whatever reason, he put his fingers in his ears, and he couldn't hear himself. Maybe he could hear himself internally, but he couldn't hear himself properly. It says Avnei Nezer, not yet to the Megillah, not yet to the Lachatchila, because it's Korov lo Yishmei Lazanov, he's reading it, and he can't hear what he's saying. According to this Chakira that we're saying, that perhaps is not so poshut. Again, if you hold like Sifsech Chomin, that there's a separate halacha, a separate requirement, I need to hear it, then yes, if I read the Megillah and I put my fingers in my ears, or even Kriyas HaTorah, I put my fingers in my ears, I can't hear myself, then I'm not Yotzer, because I'm not being the Kayim, this Din Shimi, I'm not actually hearing it besides saying it. But if you hold like the Netziv, that the hearing is not a requirement, the hearing is just a measure in what's called speaking. It has to be spoken in a way that could be heard. Well, I've spoken in a way that could be heard. It happens to be, I'm blocking my ears. But I've still spoken in a way that could be heard, that perhaps, according to the Netziv, one would be Yotze Megillah, even Lechatchila, if they close ears.
When you say Yishmael Ozanov, is it he has to hear it with his ears, or he says it in such a way that maybe somebody else can hear as also? So,
that's Tolan Tzachira.
Yeah.
And if he hears it internally?
If he hears it internally, it seems that if you hope, like this is a Chomim, you have to have a Din Shemir, if there's a separate halacha, it seems there has to be normal hearing, not
normal speaking, normal
hearing.
Means a deaf person cannot...
We'll come to that soon. Very interesting. In Rukiva Eger, in Tshuva Choftes, there's an exchange of letters between him and his uncle, Rabbi Yomin Wolf Eger. It seems from the introduction of those letters, there was a very strong bond, a connection, a love, a very deep love between Rukiva Eger, who was at the time a very young man. It was just after his chasna, just after the wedding. And his uncle, Rabbi Wolf Eger, he calls him, writes to him a letter to tell him what he was talking about, Reb Wolf, the uncle, was discussing with the Gedolei Olam at Rabbi Akiva Eger's Chasana. He was talking with Rabbi Shaya Pick, who wrote the Sefer Hashas at the side of the Gemara, and other Gedolim. And Reb Wolf wants to get Rabbi Akiva Eger's opinion as a young, just newly married Chasan on this raging debate which they had at this at the Chasana. And you can see from the paragraphs they write in the introduction the tremendous connection and respect that they had for each other. And Reb Wolf writes that the Shaila was presented as follows. If somebody writes down, middle of the Oymeh, somebody's writing a letter or writing on a piece of paper, he writes down, Hayoim Yoim Chof La Oymeh, and he hasn't counted the Oymeh yet that day. So Wolf says, he had a Shaila. Is Kasiva called a Dibble? Is writing like speaking? Is can make a brocha after. If he's written, he hasn't said the brocha yet that day. Can he still make the brocha? So Wolf writes to his nephew, Rukivega. He brings a peckle of rayas, a bunch of rayas, and Rukivega writes back, and he's matcha all the rayas. I'll go through two of the rayas that he brings. So he brings rayas that kasiva is lav kedibah. That's right. That writing is not like speaking. What's his first raya? His first raya is the Gemara Megillah talks about somebody who's writing the Megillah. He's copying from another Megillah, and he's writing a Megillah on Purim. On Purim, he's writing a Megillah, copying from another one. And the Gemara says that in such a fashion, unless he actually says the words, which is what I'm supposed to do, actually, when you're copying, writing the Sefer Torah, it's filling, you're supposed to say the words as well. Unless he's saying the words, says the Gemara, just by writing it alone, you're not yet. No, it's a mishnah Megillah, Kosvo, Dorisho, and Magio. If he writes a Megillah, copying from another one, he's not Yotzer, unless he says the words at the same time. Says Reb Wolf Eger, if Kasiva Kedibul, if writing is like speaking, why not Yotzer? Is a raya that Kasiva La Kedibul do? That's one of his rayas. Next raya he brings, says in the Mishnah Terumas, there are five people that can't take truma lechatchila, but the other, if in Torah mu truma and truma, one of them is an ilim. An ilim, somebody who's a mute who can't speak, he can't take truma lechatchila. But the other, if he does, I think the mission means the machshava, or if we separate the b'maisa. If in Torah we say truma and truma, why can't ilim take truma? So Batanura says that ilim can't take truma because he can't say the bracha. Can't say the bracha. Lechatchila, you should say the bracha. Therefore, ideally, you shouldn't allow a person who's mute shouldn't take truma. Says the Wolf Eger to his nephew. So he writes, why can't the Ilaim write the bracha? What's wrong with writing the bracha? Is a raya that kesiva lav kedem odom. Those are two rising books. So Rekiv Eger, in such a beautiful, clever way, is madcha both of those rayas. He says as follows. He says, your raya from Megillah is nishka raya. Why? Because even if we would hold that kesiva kedibu, let's take on for a second that kesiva writing is like speaking. But it's like speaking bal peh. It's not like speaking from a ksav. By Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah, there's an additional thing we need. It's not enough to do a dibu. You have to do a kriya. We all remember from Abba Mitzvah days, we're told, you mustn't look in the Sefer Torah and then look out. You have to look, as you say the word, you have to read it. You have to read it from the ksav. If one looks inside, and then looks up, and then recites the word, he's reciting it from memory. That's called the dibur, that's called an amira, it's not called a kriya, it's not called reading it. Says Rav Kivega, what's the case over here? The fellow's looking at the other Megillah, then he's writing this Megillah over here. Even if kasiva kadibur, but it's not like a dibur from the other Megillah. He's looked at the other Megillah first, memorized the word, and now writing it down over here. That's not called a kriya, that's not called writing it, that's called saying it. Fine, it's like saying it bal peh. Says Rav Kivega, that's not good enough. So there's no raya that kesiva lav kedibu. It could be even if kesiva kedibu. What about the raya from ilim, from a mute? He says with Kivega, beautiful chab. He says, by a mute, even if he would write down the bracha, and that would be counted kesiva kedibu. But it's a type of dibu that you can't hear. You can't hear that dibu. It's an amira, it's a korov, ala yishmi ala oznov. You can't hear such a dibu. It's a dibu which you can't hear. Says with Kivega, a dibu which you can't hear, you yoitza b'di'emet, but not lechatchila. That's why the Mishnah says that ilim shouldn't take truma lechatchila. So there's no raya that kesiva is lav kedibu. There's no proof that kesiva is not kedibu. Maybe really kesiva is kedibu, but it's a type of dibu that you can't hear. This Rukivega, pashtas from his loshen, the way he explains it, it sounds like he's taking on that we discussed earlier, that the halocha of korov alo yishmiya la'oznov, the halocha of the requirement that one needs to hear, is an additional requirement. Besides the halacha of saying it, there's another halacha of hearing it. And therefore when you write it down, although you've ticked the box of speaking, but you haven't ticked the box of hearing. But Kvega Pashtus is mashma, not like the Nitziv, but like the Sisa Chomin, that the Shmir is a separate halacha. One needs to hear what one's saying besides the actual saying of it, and therefore even if Ksiva Kedibu, but you won't be Yotze Lachatchila.
How does that work in Shul when everybody's dumping loud at the same time? You can't hear yourself, you hear somebody else.
So the main times you have to hear yourself are by Krishna, by Kwaishmana Esra. Kwaishmana Esra, where you should be able to hear yourself.
You're just selecting with a halal phrase.
You
call
it
Kwaishmana Esra. No, quiet is whispering. You're whispering loud enough that you can hear yourself. It has to be loud enough that you can hear yourself. There's a balance of saying it loud enough by Shmana Esra that you can hear yourself, but others shouldn't be able to hear. By halal, I mean. Sorry? If there's a lot of noise and you can't hear yourself, then it's an issue. You have to go outside. So, there's another interesting shayla, which is also connected to this, which is an interesting machlokes Beis Halevi and the Chazon Ish. Beis Halevi talks about a kohen who wants to be yotze berachas kohenim without actually saying the brachas. He wants to stand up on the duchen and not say the brachas. He wants to be yotze from his chaverim or kohanim using shemeya kohen. See, he stands there. I'm not sure if he raises his hands, doesn't raise his hands, but he's not actually saying the brochas, and he wants to be yotze from his fellow kohanim. They're saying the brochas anyway. See, he's listening to what they're saying. We have a halacha called Shemea Ko'ina. Shemea Ko'ina is like me saying it. Shemea, I've got a chiv to do Kriyas HaTorah as well. I've got a chiv to do Brichas HaMazon and Kiddush and Tefillah. Why can't I be yotze? So Beis Halevi takes on that one can't be yotze Brichas Kohanim with Shemea Ko'ina. He says the reason is because by Brichas Kohanim is a special halacha called Kol Rom. You have to say in a loud voice. He says, even if Shemea Ko'ina, even if it's hearing is like saying it, but it's not like saying it b'kol rom, not like saying it with a loud voice. Yeah. The Chazon Ish famously argues on the base of Levi, and he holds that when you do when a person is being Yotzer under the rules of Shomei Kohenah, comes with it whatever the other person is doing. If he's doing it B'Kol Rom, it's as if I'm doing it B'Kol Rom. And there's a very famous stipler in Pesachim who says that this Machlokes Beis Halevi and the Chazon Ish was his brother-in-law, is telling another yeshiva Shechakira, or a different Chakira, about Shomei Kohenah. How am I Yotzer with Shomei Kohenah? What is this method Shomei Kohenah? Does Shomei Kohenah mean that by me listening to my friend saying it, I am being Yotzer with what he is saying? He's like my Shariach type of thing. By me listening and his Kavanah to be Motzi me, I'm being Yotzer with his Amira. Well, if that's the case, if his Amira is B'Kol Rom, then I'm also getting the Kol Rom. I get the benefit, whatever he's doing carries over to me. The Chazon Ish is seen, understood differently. Sorry, the Beis Halevi understood differently. That's how the Chazon Ish understood. Beis Halevi understood that the way Shomei Kohenah works is that by me hearing, I'm being Yotzer through my very own hearing. The way the stipler describes it is, Shemiah, he says, is echod mi minei hadibur. It's one of the forms of speech. I guess he means there's various forms of speech. There's sign language, there's actual speaking, there's kesiva, we discuss kesiva kedibur, and there's another type of speech called shemia. Hearing something is like saying it. That means I'm yotzer with my very own hearing, I'm not yotzer with that other fellow speaking. He is speaking, but I'm yotzer with my hearing, not with him speaking. If that's the case, then Kol Rom won't help, because it's not Kol Rom. Says the Chazon Ish, I've got a problem with the Beis Halevi's understanding. If the way you're Yotzer is with my Shemiah is Ke'ilu, I'm speaking, my Shemiah is a form of speech, it's a Lomdisha form of speaking, says the Chazon Ish, but that type of speaking is a Korov Elohi Shemiah La'oznov, because you can't hear yourself hearing. That Shemiah, if you learn that I'm not being Yotzer with his Amira, I'm being Yotzer with my own Shemiah. My Shemiah is like me talking. Hearing is a form of talking. Well, it's a very quiet form of talking. And we paskin that Korav Eloi Shemiah L'Oznov L'Chatchila Manz Lo Yotzer. Says the Chazon Ish, if that's the case, every Shemiah Kohenah shouldn't be Yotzer L'Chatchila. I haven't got time to go into it now, but this Kasha, the Chazon Ish, may depend on the Chakira earlier of the Sisach Chomim and the Netziv, whether the Kasha is a Kasha. But I want to continue, I want to move on, because we haven't got much time left. We spoke before, you asked about a cheresh. What about somebody who can't hear? So the Gemara Brachas Daf Tefvav talks about a cheresh. Not a normal cheresh. A normal cheresh in Shas is somebody who can't speak and can't hear, a deaf mute. The Gemara Brachas talks about somebody who's a cheresh hamadaber ve'eno shemer. He can speak, but he can't hear himself. And the Gemara is discussing, what about him davening or leaning or saying Megillah, to be motzi other people? See, he can speak, he can't hear, he's a bar chiyuva, he's a bendas, he's not the normal chera shot of a cotton, he's a bar chiyuva, he's a bendas. What about him being motzi other people? So the Gemara says, it depends on the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, since you need to hear, even b'di'evet, you need to hear yourself, Rabbi Yossi holds by kriya shema, korov lo yishmiya la oznav lo yotza, so he can't be yotza even b'di'evet, therefore he can't be motzi others. According to Rabbi Huda, who says it's only lechatchilo you have to hear yourself, it's mashma on the Gemara that his same din he has for himself, he has for other people. That means if he can't be motzi himself lechatchilo, he can't be motzi other people lechatchilo either. So whatever his din is for himself, the same din applies to be motzi other people. According to Rabbi Yossi, he can't be motzi others even with the Yevet. According to Rabbi Huda, he can't be motzi others but only lechatchilo. Comes on Rabbi Kivega in Tshuva. And Rabbi Kivega says, what's the reason that Cheresh can't be motzi other people? Why not? He's a bendas. He can't hear himself. Okay, why can't he motzi others? So Mekvega takes on that because he can't hear himself, he's not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva. He can't, Moshe Kuntra Gyesi, he says he's not yotze at all. You can't have a chiyuv if you can't be mekayim your chiyuv. So you're not a bar chiyuva. And even though there's a halacha of Arvus which says that Kodesh Arim Zelozeh, I can motzi other people, the Moshe, if I heard Kiddush, I can then go be motzi other people even though I'm no longer mechuyuv. That's different, Kivega says, because there, I am a bar chiyuva, I'm in the parasha of Kiddush. But here, this cheresh can never be motzi himself, he's not a bar chiyuva at all, therefore he can't be motzi other people. That's what Kivega takes on. Comes along with Machon of Asaman, and many other achronim, and they argue on Kivega for two reasons. They say, first of all, he is a bar chiyuva. He just can't hear himself. He's an onus. Okay, so he can't be yotzer the mitzvah. But you can't call him not a Bar Chiyuva. This goes into a big debate. Somebody who's got a Chiyuv but can't fulfill his Chiyuv and can never fulfill his Chiyuv doesn't make him into not a Bar Chiyuva. But Kimega takes on not a Bar Chiyuva. If you can't do it, you're not a Chiyuv. And Chono says, he's a Ben Das. He can speak. He just can't be Yotze himself. Fine. He's an honest, but he's not a Bar Chiyuva. That's one Ha'orah Mechonon has on Kimega. The second Ha'orah Mechonon asks, he says, that all makes sense. According to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could say that because he can't be Yotze himself, he can't hear himself, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. But according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that Korov lo yishmiya le'oznov is only lechatchila a problem, but b'dieved you are Yotze. So if b'dieved you are Yotze, he is a Bar Chiyuva. You can't say he's not a Bar Chiyuva, he definitely is a Bar Chiyuva because he can be Yotze b'dieved. So why can't he be Moitzi others even lechatchila? Why can't, if he is a Bar Chiyuva, so for himself, he can't hear himself. He can't hear himself. See, he's not Yotze Lechatchila. But why can't he be Moitzi others Lechatchila? Therefore, Rabbi Chonon argues on Rukki Vega. He can Moitzi, even Lechatchila. Because for himself, he's got a problem with the Shmir. He can't hear it, but others, they can hear it. He is a Bar Chiyuva. So some want to say that because his Bar Chiyuva level is at Abadiyah, but he can't be Moitzi others more than that. Some want to say that. But Rabbi Chonon takes on a different shot. He says, La'olam this Chereish, Hamadabir v'Einu Shemea, really, he is a Bar Chiyuva. So what's the vote? The vote is because he can't hear himself and he can't be Yotze himself, so his dibur is not a proper dibur for himself. The way we measure, like we mentioned earlier, the way you measure whether the dibur is called a dibur is whether it's a dibur that can be heard. And since this cheresh can never hear his own dibur, so according to Rabbi Yossi, his dibur is not called a dibur even b'dieved. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, his dibur is not called a dibur lechatchila. Therefore, he can't be moitzi other people, not because he hasn't got a chiyuv. He's got a chiyuv. But his dibur doesn't constitute a dibur because he can't hear himself. It doesn't count as a dibur. Again, this would go back to two points that we mentioned earlier, really. It goes back to the point in the Nitziv, which we said that somebody who says something but can't hear himself, you're not lacking in the shmira, but you're lacking in the dibur. The dibur itself is lacking. So, by the same token, the cheresh, who is speaking but can never hear himself, also his dibur is not called a dibur and therefore can't be moitzi others. But it also depends on another point we mentioned earlier. It depends on how Shemer Ka'ona works as well. It depends how the people who are hearing from the Cheresh, what method are they using to be Yotze? If you go, like we said earlier, one of the studies mentioned earlier, that Shemer Ka'ona, you're being Yotze with your own Shemir, so it doesn't matter if his dibur is not a good dibur for him, but I'm being Yotze with my Shemir, the Shemir is my dibur, that's how I'm doing it. But if you learn that Shemaya Ka'ona plugs me into the other fellow's dibur, and I'm being Yotze with his dibur, so inasmuch as he can't hear his own dibur, so his dibur is not called a dibur for him, therefore it's not called a dibur for me. So a lot of what Rabbi Chonon says depends on what we said earlier. I just want to finish off with one final point. This is really, I'm ending off with the questions, I don't have an answer myself. I don't like to finish off the shiur in such a way, but Rabbi Yanki before me finished off with a question, so I can finish off with a question. Rabbi Kivega in Brochus, in Daf Tesvov, on the Gemara, has, it's just a very, very interesting point. He talks about a Shiliach Tzibur, somebody who's a chazan, who is a Kvad Oizen. He can hear, but with great difficulty. He's not the Cheresh, but he can hear only with tremendous difficulty. What happens, says Rabbi Kivega, if he's davening for the Omad, he's doing Chazoras HaShatz, he avoids the other people, but he can't hear himself. I mean, he could if he was shouting loud enough, but he's not shouting that loud that he can hear himself. But Kivega says that he can't be moitzi other people. Because he's no different to a cheresh. Just like a cheresh can't be moitzi other people, because he can't hear himself, so too, if somebody who's a kavad oizer, somebody who can't hear unless he's shouting with difficulty, he also can't be moitzi other people. And my kasha...
He could hear once. If he's deaf mute, he can never hear his whole life.
We're talking about somebody who can even hear now, but only with difficulty. Somebody's a Kvad Oizen. The Cheresh I mentioned before was somebody who could hear once. The person I'm talking about now is different. He's not a Cheresh. He's a Kvad Oizen. He can hear, but with difficulty. Kvega takes on such a Shliach Tzibur cannot be Moitzi other people unless he's saying it loud enough he can even hear himself. The Halochi passes it on. And my kasha is, I don't understand how this fits in with Kvega's own understanding of what the problem of the Cheresh is. What did Kvega say the Bayah of the Cheresh is? What's the problem? He said the problem is not in the Dibur. The problem is that he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Since he can't hear himself, he can't be Moitzi himself, ever, he's not called a Bar Chiyuva, can't be Moitzi other people. That's only by a Cheresh. A Chirish who can never hear, who can't hear at all, Avada, you could say he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Definitely according to Rabbi Yossi, and perhaps even according to Rabbi Yehuda as well. But somebody who's a Kavad Oizen, who can hear himself with difficulty, but just can't hear himself right now because he's not shouting that loud, can you say he's not a Bar Chiyuva? Avada is a Bar Chiyuva. So Novos, he can't hear. Fine. So he can't take the box of Shimei, so he can't be Yotz himself. But why can't he Motzi other people? Rabbi Chonon was the one that said that when you can't hear yourself, your dibur is not called a dibur. The Netziv was the one that said that as well earlier, in the case of Chana. But Rabbi Kivege himself didn't name Amazon. Rabbi Kivege himself took on twice. We mentioned him once by the case of the Ilen, and once by the case of the Cheresh. Rabbi Kivege took on that if you can't hear yourself, the dibur is called a dibur. Just you're not a bar chiyuva. You can't be able to see other people. That only makes sense by a Cheresh, but the Cheresh doesn't make sense by somebody who's a Kvad Oizen, because he can hear himself. Therefore, I remain with this kasha. Anyone who's got any answers, you're welcome to hear. Again?
You said the whole point of the thing was why Moshe fights it
later. No, so the answer is, according to Sissachamim, he's had to say, about the Tzadeh, according to Sissachamim, not according to the Netziv, but according to...
So I didn't say that, okay. Go on. Did you say that?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. Yeah. Shkoyach.